If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Scott defines who I am as a person, and I will never turn my back on Scott.
Looking back, I have no regrets.
You should.
Remember we used to play Scott? Yeah! We don't play Scott anymore.
We don't play Scott anymore. We don't play Scott anymore.
It's time to have a bit of a skank, and I think that I will, in fact, skank.
Hi there, you wonderful ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black. Allegedly, I am the Queen of Ska. I'm here in Melbourne. You're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy, and I've got him right beside me, and I'm feeling it now.
Pick it up!
Young, I knew everything. She a punk who barely ever took advice. Now I feel sick and sobbing with my head on the floor. Stop a baby's breath and a shit for the rice now. Can't be held responsible. She was such a hurt face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place.
All the life of me, I cannot remember. What made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. We were merely freshmen.
vacation to forget her. His girl to the beach with her family and his left. Now he's still sick and sobbing with his head on the floor. Thinks about it now, how he never really wept. Can't be held responsible. She was such a hurt face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love with the first place. Call her like a babe. I cannot remember. Well, let us think that we were wise and we never got her mind. Call her like a babe. I cannot believe we'd ever die for the sin. We were merely freshmen. Try to wash our hands of all of this. We never talk of a lack in relationships. And how we feel sick and sobbing with our heads on the floor. We fell through the ice when we tried to slip, we'd say. Can't be held responsible. She was such a hurt face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember. For they think that we are wise and we never compromise. For the life of me, I cannot believe we never.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. That is Mustard Plug, Grand Rapids, Michigan, doing the Verve Pipes, the Freshmen. Before that, we had the Resignators doing Credit Houses. Now we're getting somewhere. And you can see both of those bands at Ska Nation 2020. Next month, I can safely say now, Ska Nation is next month. March 5th, Brisbane. March 6th, Sydney. March 7th, Adelaide. March 8th, the ESPY in Melbourne, and then March 9th in Footscray Wrangler Studios. There are more bands being added. The main headline band is Mustard Plug, then the Resignators, our very own, and Out of Control Army out of Mexico, and there's a lot of local supports. But I can just tell you, the All Ages gig on the 9th of March, we've just added Eugene Gray, who is a Jamaican artist. He's going to play with a full band. And he has been inducted into the Bob Marley School for the Arts Institute Reggae Walk of Fame. So he is going to be an instant success on the Ska Nation tour. So we cannot wait to get Ska Nation going. It is going to be a brilliant few days, and it's good to see Mustard Plug making the trip to Australia for the very first time. This is the Ska Show with Beefy. We are right in the middle of the world famous cover section. We've had Crowded House. We've had the Verve Pipe. How about a bit of Natalie Imbruglia with a bit of an Austrian twist? These guys are out of Graz in Austria, and they are called the Mighty Maggots. And this is one of the best versions of Torn you will ever hear.
Right. should have seen what's there and the tumbleweed lie crawl beneath my weight and now I don't care, have luck, I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can touch on. I don't have a faith, this is how I feel. I'm calling my insane, lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can't see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late, I'm already torn.
Brilliant. The Mighty Maggots out of Graz in Austria. They have a new album coming out in March. I don't know what it's called. I just know it's going to come out Friday, the 13th of March, with a release party in Das Wohnzimmer, which is in Klagenfurt, obviously. If you're in Klagenfurt on the 13th of March, get along to the Mighty Maggots album pre-release party. It's going to be great. They're playing with Hans Jolo and Hurricane Season. Just thought you might want to know. We've got fans all over the world this show, haven't we? Right, Rhoda Decker, we're going to go back to there. She released a load of EPs, low-tech sessions, I think they're called. And there is a cover on there that's tucked away. How about some Dolly Parton for you? Oh, yeah. This is Islands in the Stream.
Honey, I'm home.
Now, you put an album a couple of years ago now called Rhoda Decker Sings the Songs of the Body Snatchers, but that was crowdfunded and it got nearly double the amount you required to get it going and make it a reality. How did you feel about that initial response?
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, this was done for the 35th anniversary. For the 40th anniversary, we have remixed it, remastered it at Abbey Road, added a couple of live tracks, recorded at Glastonbury. So, you know, we've repackaged it. It's got more sleeve notes. You know, a lot nicer product than it was before.
I was going to say, that 40th anniversary is a vinyl-only version nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, simply because it's still available on CD, so we'll see if it's worth doing a digital version. The idea of the 35th anniversary one was simply that every month somebody would say to me, when are you going to get the girls back together? As if we were girls, like we're middle-aged women, we're not girls. Apart from the fact that I didn't get the girls together in the first place, so it was nothing to do with me. And it was never on the card, but eventually I just thought, I've got to stop people asking me this question. The way I'm going to do that is by just recording all these songs, because we never had a deal to record an album, so you know it was never ever going to get done. I remember ringing up a friend and I was like, does this crowdfunding thing actually work? And they said, yeah, so try it, you know, see if it does. So I did, and we did okay. The thing about crowdfunding is, though, that what they did wouldn't pay you until you'd sent out all the product.
Oh.
So I had like 30 albums to send out. The reason you crowdfund is you don't have the money in the first place.
Yeah.
So then you have 30 albums to send out to the US, and the postal costs are extortionate. So you end up almost financially on your knees because you spent all this money to send out the product, and until it's all sent, you don't get your money back from them. So it's kind of like, yeah, well, that doesn't really work, does it? You know, that's fine for you because you get to keep the money for ages and gain interest and whatever. But poor musicians are genuinely going without food, trying to send out the product in order to get pledge music to hand over the money.
Now, you do quite a bit of DJing around the traps. Did that feel like a natural progression in your career?
No, not at all. It was because somebody asked me to do it and I just thought, oh, I can't do this. Because I remember years ago trying to DJ. I liked choosing tunes, but kind of putting the needle on the record thing. Just, you know, I'm short-sighted at the best of times, and now I'm even more short-sighted. But fantastically, they invented these things called CDs. So I didn't have to put the needle on the record and could actually not mess things up. It was a club called Da Do Ron Ron that asked me to come and DJ. They only play female voices, and they asked me to come do it, and I was like, oh, I'm not a DJ. And they said, oh, go on, have a go, I'm sure you'll be fine. And that's kind of how it started. I DJ a lot. I mean, I've DJed on tours, Selector DJ for the specials. I'll be DJing Toots and the Maytals. So I'm DJing on Toots's vinyl tour in the UK, and Electra supporting, I'm DJing, and Toots is headlining. And so 40 years later, here we are. He's doing his final tour, and I'm still on the bill. Who knew?
That's it. Well,
that's brilliant.
So outside of music and writing and touring and DJing, what else are you doing with yourself? I believe you've got a vested interest in mental health and well-being.
Yeah, I teach people who use mental health services. I teach music. I am also an ambassador for Tonic Music for Mental Health, and I'm now also a governor of South London and Maudsley NHS Mental Health Trust. So, proper grown-up stuff, that is.
Yeah, proper grown-up stuff.
It is.
Look, I know. I was involved with music therapy for a long time with a kids' hospital up in Brisbane, and the difference music therapy can make is phenomenal, and I'm sure you'd be a huge advocate for that.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's a charity called Raw Material, runs a project called Raw Sounds, and what we do is people who are using mental health services can get a place on the project, and the project's run for like 12-week term. So people come in and we'll have 2 hours working on music, writing tunes, and in some cases recorded. But also at the end of this 12 weeks, we do a big performance to which they can invite, you know, friends and relatives or whatever. But essentially, you can sometimes see someone come in, they'll come through the door, barely able to make eye contact at the end of 12 weeks. And this has happened on more than one occasion, although sometimes I've had to hold people's hands trying to take them up on stage, they will get up on stage and sing a song they've written in front of people they know, whereas sort of 3 months beforehand they could barely even look you in the eye. It actually does make a massive difference to people's self-esteem. Really, it's a great thing. But music is a great healer. I mean, we know that already. Otherwise, people wouldn't do it, really, would they?
No, not at all. You just mentioned briefly helping people writing songs and writing their own music. Are you still actively involved writing new material?
Oh, yeah. I was doing a project called the Low Tech 4. So what we did was a couple of EPs. We did the Low Tech 4 Volume 1, Low Tech 4 Volume 2. And the next thing when I get back from Australia is go back in the studio and record more tracks. And what we're going to do is take some of the tracks we did before and remix them. When we recorded them originally, we recorded extra bits and things like that. The plan always was to come back and do remixes and add extra bits in and maybe just kind of remodel some of the songs, because we thought, oh, that would be really good if we did it in that way, but let's just do it like this for now and do an album which would be the Low Tech Sessions, which would kind of take the best of those. We may well have to release another CD alongside or another digital version alongside, basically alternate versions, and there were always free tracks, so maybe, who knows, we'll have to see what songs we've got and how they hang together, but that's the next job. But yeah, it's brilliant. We recorded at Black Barn, which is Paul Weller's studio, so the sound is brilliant. Very kind of him to let us come in, because it's not really a commercial studio. He just let people come and record there if he likes.
I was going to say, we just played Islands in the Stream off Low Tech Volume 1.
Oh, did you? There you go. See, I love that song. Thank you. I think it's the best reggae version ever. There have been a couple of others, and I may be blowing my own trumpet, but they really are not a patch on ours. I think we've done the best ones. So, yes, very proud of that.
Well, all the people...
Thank you for playing.
Oh, no problem at all. My pleasure. I'm always happy to play the best tunes I can find from all over the planet. That's my the why I do the show.
Fantastic. Thank you.
In regards to that as well, I'm glad you've come to Australia, because, you know, it's very hard for, obviously, people in Australia to come and see you play. We've got this opportunity, obviously, in Melbourne on Saturday. What can we expect from a Rhoda Decker show?
Well, I won't tax you with too much dancing if it's too hot. I'll recognise that it's too hot and we can all have a bit of a laugh. As you can tell, I'm not exactly stuck for words most of my time. So I do tend to chat with the audience and try and, you know, get a little bit of a rapport going. But to be honest, I could probably, you know, if I was stuck in a shoebox by myself, you'd probably hear me talking. So that's kind of what I do. So there'll be, you know, I'll be interacting with the audience. They will hear old Body Snatchers tunes that they expect to hear. There'll be one or two Body Snatchers tunes that they maybe have never heard before. A couple of covers that we really like. So, yeah, all kinds of things, really. There'll be a nice mixture of old, new, and in between.
Very good. Now, you're playing with the Melbourne's own Scar Vendors, friends of the show, the Oz Scars. It is at the Tote, and tickets are still available. Head on to OzTix, that's OzTix, if you want to get your tickets. You can buy tickets at the door, I am reliably informed, but I will be there, so I look forward to saying hello to you.
I can also say that we will have, I mean, I did struggle with the heaviest suitcase ever. There will be copies of the 40th anniversary edition of Rhoda Decker's Body Snatchers available. After the gig, I'll go to the next test and, you know, I'm happy to sign things for people. I brought a few special 40th anniversary t-shirts with me, a few badges, got merch. Please don't make me put it back in my suitcase and take, so please come and help me have a lighter suitcase. Okay, so I don't have to pay extra money. I'd be very grateful. But yeah, come to the merch stand, you know, after the gig, I'll be there. Happy to have a chat and take pictures with anybody. So come and say hello.
That is absolutely brilliant. Well, Rhoda, I hope you've enjoyed your time in Australia. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday night and putting on a great show for all the old Rudies and Rude Girls out in Melbourne and the rest of Australia. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Hope you have a fantastic last few days of your trip. And when you get back to London, please spread the word about the Scar Show with Beefy.
Cheers, Beefy. Thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. And look forward to seeing you at the Tote on Saturday.
Fantastic. Take care.
That is the Cujo Kings, Melbourne's own. They're also playing Ska Nation with Mustard Plug, The Resignators, Out of Control Army, and Loin Groin. Sunday, March 8th at the SB in St Kilda. It's going to be great. Now, I played that because there is a new release from a band in Gothenburg, Sweden. Oh, yes, we get around. Sally and the Monkeys, and their new album is called Monkey Business. Great, great stuff. You got to love it. A lot of monkey-themed stuff going on. What are we going to play off there? We're going to play Life's a Knife. Brand new, that album. And this is, I'm not sure whether it is a single, but I'll tell you what, it's an absolute belter. Sully and the Monkeys, Gothenburg, Sweden. Life's a Knife. Check them out.
$39.99. I need these lobby megabytes. I don't need machine. It doesn't matter if you make your system much, much better. I am electromechanical, humanoid. Fuck OS 6, fuck Android. Yeah, future you can't avoid. You will be happily unemployed.
They've been making quality apparel since 1933. A great range of sports gear for all ball sports and all corporate wear. Doesn't matter what sport you play, Masita have the kit for you. Masita offers a full catalogue of on-field and off-field apparel. It's the best quality money can buy. Get in touch, 1300 Masita or masita.com.au.
ready to fight. Brigada Garibaldi. Many of them were just gone, the victims of 36. Even nowadays, fighters survive. Europe has been occupied. El Batallón, Dead Simon Gold. Marche, marche, marche. Simply surrounded, you see. Our enemies have changed their uniform trash as their beliefs. Wish I could see that brigade coming again to save our souls. Brothers and sisters, it's never too late. Come on, come on, come on.
Marche!
We will never go.
That's a band called The Offenders out of Berlin. That's called Marche. Brand spanking new off the album Class of Nations. Brilliant. Like it. Before that, Dubioso Collective out of Bosnia. That is also brand new, featuring Robbie Megabyte. Take My Job Away. Got to apologize for rude language. Didn't realize that was in there. What else do we hear? Sally and the Monkeys out of Gothenburg, Sweden. So, nice little trip around Europe there. Well, that's going to keep the European flavour. This is brand new. They're called Jackal. They've just released an album called Amongst the Chaos. But I've just been reading on their Facebook page, and I believe they may have just broken up. So, yeah, this was something they never got to do when they were a band. So they released an album called Amongst the Chaos, and this is the number one track off this album. The band are called Jackal, J-A-K-A-L. They're out of London, and I got to say, I do like this. I picked this up earlier in the week, and yeah, it's not a bad little eight-tracker. So let's hear Backdrop by Jackal.
Get away from this familiar sound. Back to suburbia, back to suburbia, back to suburbia. I need to get away from this familiar sound. These roadways are roadblocks, are slowing me down, are slowing me down. These roadblocks and these roadblocks are slowing me down.
out of Detroit, Michigan. That is the Suicide Machines. That is brand spanking new. It's called Awkward Always, released as a single. Their forthcoming album, March 27, Revolution Spring. Cannot wait. That sounds awesome. I do like that. It's right up my alley if you know me. You're listening to The Ska Show with me, Beefy. It's my absolute pleasure to be bringing you ska, ska punk, all sorts, rock steady. Ah, just great stuff. Now, a band out of Wales have just been announced as the main support for Toots and the Maytals UK tour later this year. This is Captain Accident and the Disasters. This is my favourite tune they do, Restless Man. Accident and the Disasters, Restless Man. Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, I've got to thank Rhoda Decker for spending some time with me today. Can't wait to see her on the weekend. Got to thank Masita, the best sportswear in Australia, for making Ska real, brother. If you sports club, community group need sportswear, please get hold of Masita. Got to thank Southern FM for letting us play Ska to the world. And I've got to thank you guys most of all for listening to this absolute ranting drivel that I've managed to spout it out late on a Tuesday night in Melbourne. Please visit the Facebook page. Give us a big lick. The Scar Show with Beefy or The Scar Show on Sudden FM. If you're in a band, send me your music because I will play it. I listen to every single tune that gets sent to me, and obviously I pick my favourites and I play them to the rest of the world. I love it. Absolutely bloody love it. If you, like me, are going to go and see a band this week, please get out, enjoy, take your friends, buy some drinks, be social, have a good time, but most of all, be safe. Enjoy yourself. It's not later than you think. It really isn't. Apart from that, I will be back next week bringing you all the latest, the greatest, the best, and whatever else that takes my fancy in the world of ska, ska punk, punk rock, ragga metal. That's all I'm going to say. A ragga metal. If that only was a thing, it would be a great thing. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, it's not Who's That Man with a Soup on Her Head, but it's A Pack of Dogs. Lightyear, one of my favourite tunes of all time. Enjoy, people. Chat to you next week.
Johnny, some kids on the show yesterday mentioned a new kind of music. Ska. You know anything about it?
Nothing but a modern offshoot of reggae. Updated white rock influences. Definitely upbeat. They'll never become really popular, because even though they've made the backbeat more conventional, it's still too exotic for mass acceptance.
Yes, I'm even empty-handed with my bullseye darts. Take me back, summer 85, take me back five, so I like what I find. Maybe I'm old like a place that if dip dog shit, you're on the bank, she's good in it. Let me lick it, 1, 2, 3, stick off granny's home for two. A Portugal vacuum, a mini bar, a holiday weekend in for a Jaguar. Look at me about to fall apart. Yes, I'm even empty-handed with my bullseye darts. Well, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me about to fall apart. Yes, I'm even empty-handed with my bullseye darts.
Do da do, do da do, da do da do, do da do, da do da do, do da do, da do da do, do da do.
Jay.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.